From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, August 30th. I'm Alicia Bales. The Ukiah Symphony Orchestra's 40th anniversary is this year, and they're kicking off the season with a new music director at the helm. Dr. Philip Lenberg strives to balance classic and new pieces with a focus on diversity and accessibility. The first concert of the season, Black, Brown, and Beige, is just 2 weeks away with performances at the Mendocino College Center Theater on September 14th and 15th. Philip Lenberg spoke with me about his inaugural season at the Ukiah Symphony and the four concerts he is planning for the 2019-2020 season.
The first concert is based on what the orchestra has been doing over the past couple years. So they've opened the season, oddly enough, with a big band concert. So though it's Ukiah Symphony's first concert, it's not the actual orchestra. It's a big band, like a Duke Ellington-sized big band made up of hotshot jazz players around and also some of the symphony musicians. This Black, Brown, and Beige suite was Duke Ellington's kind of like a jazz symphony, for lack of a better term. So it was the first long, multi-movement, overarching one piece. And it's like the classical side of Duke Ellington. And the focus of this whole concert is the band. It features the band. The incredible musicians that come and play with the band, they are front and center on stage. And the singer comes at the very end of the concert. And we have this wonderful African-American woman coming to sing. Part of my vision for the orchestra is to really expand the sense of diversity, because there are people in this community and outside of the community that are simply not represented here.
The big example here is the name of the opening concert, the fact that it's all featuring two African-American composers and an African-American singer, Shalene Huey Booker.
And so she sings at the very end. It's a multi-movement, five to six, depending on what you're counting as movements. And she sings on the last two. The rest of the season is so exciting. The December concert has Paulina Seduc is the violinist who plays with San Francisco Symphony. And she's an old school, she's not old herself, but she comes from that old school Russian violin playing, which is like rich and serious and really intense and full of color and nuance. And so I'm thrilled that she's coming, and she's playing the Sibelius concerto. Sibelius is Finnish, and I love the concerto. It's called Finished and Unfinished, which is just my silly play on words, but this concert, oddly enough, is a little dark. But the Sibelius, because it's this Finnish, open, expanse landscape, full of folklore and mythology and all kinds of things. And that concert's going to be wonderful. The third concert is Baroque Revisited. We're doing music of mostly 20th century composers that have written in the style of Baroque music. So these all fall under the category of neoclassical compositions, where, you know, contemporary artists are looking back in time and kind of cycling the trends or the vocabulary of that music and bringing it to a newer stage. 20th century composers reorchestrating and rethinking Baroque music, or bass, it's much more about looking at Bach through a lens and then constantly changing the color of the lens. It's still Bach, but it's seen through multiple perspectives, one after another. So Natalie Rainey, unbelievable cellist in San Francisco. So she's coming up to play Rococo Variations by Tchaikovsky. So Tchaikovsky, late Romantic composer, he died in the 1890s, but he's writing a piece for cello that's essentially a theme and variations in the Baroque style. It's still very much Tchaikovsky. It's playful and it's romantic, and you can hear a lot of the trends that you hear in the Nutcracker and some of his other kind of playful ballet music. But it's a pared-down orchestra, and it really features the cello as a virtuosic instrument. The May concert is kind of a tour of this area in Prague, around Prague. Mahler, 20th century composer, Mahler is almost exclusively known for his 9 symphonies, and they're massive. And you want to talk about complex narratives, Mahler symphony, one after another. They are a journey. One of Mahler's famous quotes is, the symphony should be like the world. It should include everything. Melinda Martinez-Becker is a mezzo-soprano who's based in San Francisco, and just a wonderful new music musician. Happy to have her back because she's such an excellent, consummate musician. The balance of new and standard canon is important to me. And not only for the repertoire that I'm trying to introduce here and maybe invite new listeners to, but also the soloists. That they're all young women. They're all high professional international artists. And 3 of the 4 are women of color. And that was all very intentional.
That was Dr. Philip Lenberg, the new director of the Ukiah Symphony Orchestra. For the KZYX and Z Community News, I'm Alicia Bales. Have a great Labor Day. To hear all of our local news stories, see photos, and hear extended interviews, go to kzyx.org.